Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
You know, church has become so commercial until we have gotten away from its true purpose. It has become such big business until we allow people to operate and function as long as they have something to bring to the table. People are now more concerned about recording and living in life of the rich and famous, rather than knowing Jesus. For the true purpose of the church is soul business, not big business. I don't know about you, but I would rather have nothing and know Jesus than to have everything and not know Him. You need to confess Him today.
Good evening. Thank you for tuning in to the Light of Portland broadcast with Pastor Kimberly Black from Greater St. Stephen Missionary Baptist Church in Portland, Oregon. Do you know Jesus? Did you know He could live in your heart if you invite Him in? After the next song you hear, prepare to be blessed of the Lord. Prepare for a move of Holy Spirit. Prepare to know Jesus in your heart.
An olive has to go through three stages for its oil to run. It has to go through the shaking, the beating, and the pressing. And just like the olive, some of you may have felt like you go through the shaking, the beating, and the pressing. You went through all of that for your oil to flow. Now your greater is coming.
If it had not been for the shaking, I never would have been ready for the making. No. If it had not been for the beating, I would have never knew how anointed I would be. Oh yeah. If it had not been for the pressing, I wouldn't be able to walk into my destiny. He's preparing me, preparing me, preparing me for greater. refreshing in the spirit, preparing me for greater.
Can you declare it and feel it in the atmosphere? Do you know that there is a shifting that is taking place right now and allowing your greater to begin to come as you've declared and decreed to the Lord the promises that you would do his yes and amen, that you would follow his word, that you would do all that he called for you to do, so that he can allow great to come into your life. Good evening, good evening, and good evening. Thank you so very much for tuning in to the Light of Portland broadcast. I'm Pastor Sherelle Pennington, and I am here live in Atlanta, Georgia. And I am so grateful that you've decided to join us tonight for a magnificent time in the Lord. And I pray that you've already received the flow of the Spirit of God tonight as we just come in worshiping the Lord, saying that we give you glory, honor, and praise, and know that all things that we have and all things that we do and all things that we receive all come from you. This evening, I am excited that we're here tonight. I am standing instead of Pastor Kimberly Black, who is the presiding prelate now of the Light of Portland broadcast, the pastor of Greater St. Stephen Missionary Baptist Church, who is on vacation from the Blog Talk family this month. And so I am with you all month, and I am just elated that you continue to worship with us here on the Blog Talk Light of Portland broadcast. Tonight we are going to have our announcements, we're going to have prayer, and we're going to have song, and we're going to have the word of God. But before we do that, I want to make sure that I give glory and honor and praise to those that allow us to be here together, gathered in his name. And that would be none other than Bishop and Bishop Stephen and Ann Butterfield, who are members of Light of the World, who are under Archbishop Ruth W. Smith, who is the presiding prelate of Light of the World Covenant Fellowship Ministries. And I am grateful to them. I love them. I serve under them. And I'm honored that they have allowed us this platform to reach the masses, to be with those that may not have been able to even enter the four walls of the church. We are going to have church together tonight. And then to all of those that preach the gospel, all of those that declare a word of God on the Blog Talk Light of Portland broadcast, I am so grateful that you give your time and your talent and your gift to the body of Christ through the broadcast. And then to you, and especially to you, those of you that tune in on a weekly basis, those that do intercessory prayer, those that tell other people about the broadcast and others tune in because of your witness and your testimony about the Light of Portland broadcast, I am so grateful for you, and I give God glory and honor and praise for you and your life, and I pray that you would receive bountiful blessings in your life, all that God has for you, and I pray that everything that you need, whether it be a healing or deliverance or the blessings of your children to be saved, sanctified, and filled with the Holy Spirit, if it's a financial breakthrough, if it's debt cancellation, if it's just to be able to give God glory, honor, and praise, I pray that you would receive all things, because God says that he works all things together for your good. So I pray that good would befall you in the name of Christ Jesus. Tonight, Saints of God, we have just two announcements, and they are local announcements here to Atlanta, Georgia. For those of you that are tuned in here with us in Atlanta and the surrounding areas, those of you that are planning to travel here to Atlanta, we want to welcome you, come in and worship with us. We will be having a service, our Women's Weekend, at the ministry I am assistant pastor. It is Tabernacle of Faith Christian Church, Women's Weekend. Our theme is Women of Faith, Courage, and Commitment. We will have our Saturday brunch and service on May 18th at 10:30 a.m., and Pastor Jackie Key is our guest speaker. And then on Sunday, the service is at 10 a.m. on May 19th. And our guest speaker is Archbishop Dr. Ruth W. Smith. Now, the brunch on Saturday is a $25 donation for the ticket. And you can purchase it there at the door. You can purchase it through Cash App or Zelle. And so to do that, you can call 770-885-9906. Again, that number is 770-885-9906. Or you can call myself, Pastor Sherelle Pennington, at 971-312-5332. Again, that number is 971-312-5332. We look forward to having you. And if you have any questions, you can give me a call. Love to fellowship with the saints of God. And then on June the 8th, we are having the Blessed Is She Tea Party Service. Blessed Is She Tea Party Service. I am the facilitator, Pastor Sherelle Pennington, and then our guest speaker is Pastor Vanessa Williams. We want you to join us for a spirit-filled afternoon of tea, treats, inspiration, and fellowship
as we at Women's Move and myself have a blessed tea. Now, this service, again, is going to be on June 8th at 1 p.m. The address is 57 Hillcrest Drive. Again, that address is 57 Hillcrest Drive, Scottsdale, Georgia, 30168. This is a free service. Come and fellowship with us. We are excited to spend this great day with you and in your presence. And we want to just be able to fellowship as the women of God, as the saints of God, and give glory to God. So again, that's June the 8th, 1 p.m. It is totally free. 57 Hillcrest Drive in Astell, Georgia, at 1 p.m. And if you have any questions or you need any additional information, you can give me a call, 971-312-5332. Now, like I said on last week, I want each of you to put in your hearts and in your mind and your spirit that which you need lifted up in prayer. If you need someone to be prayed for, if you need a breakthrough of something to be prayed, whatever it is that you need to lay before God, I want you to put it in your heart, in your spirit, in your mind right now as we go before God in prayer. And I pray that God will answer and we begin to intercede, because I want to touch and agree with you on that which you're going to the throne of God for. And so the Lord says that as long as it is in his will, your desire lining up with his desire, he desires for you to have all things. And so I want to touch and agree with you on that which you need to place before the Lord. Now, if you are fasting for something, or if you really are in a place where you really need God to answer, don't we all have something that we really need God to answer? I want you to just get to that place, turn off the TV, move away from the children, come from the dinner table, wherever you are, stop what you're doing, and let us touch and agree together as we go before the throne of grace of God. Following that prayer, we will have a song of preparation, and following that, we will have the word of God from my sister, Pastor Pamela Laws of Total Truth Restoration. And so I don't need to introduce her, because you guys know that Pastor Laws is family to Blog Talk. She is my sister. She is my friend. And we just enjoy fellowshipping together and enjoy the word of God that comes from the mouthpiece of the woman of God. So I want us to also pray for her, that God will use her great and mightily, and that the word that will come forth will touch, heal, set free, and deliver in the name of Jesus. Let us bow our head and go to God in prayer. Oh, gracious Heavenly Father, we come before you tonight. Oh, God, I come before you stretching my hand to thee, for there is no other help I know. Father, in the name of Christ Jesus, we come before you, covered with the blood of Jesus, coming to your throne boldly, as you said we can, and asking you, Lord God, first and foremost, forgive us, O God, for every sin that we have committed against you, against ourselves, and against others. We ask that you would forgive us, cleanse us, wash us, make us whole. And, oh, God, as we come before your throne of grace tonight, we come to you tonight because we are wonderfully looking for a word from you tonight, oh, God. We are looking to have worship with you, fellowship with you, experience who and what you are in us tonight through the word of God. And, Father, I lay before you every prayer, Lord God, every need, oh God, every person, Lord God, that just comes and says, God, I don't need anything from you, I just want to worship and praise you tonight. I bring them to you as well, God. And Father, I come before you on behalf of our children, oh God. This world, as we know, is going to hell in not even a hen basket. We're on the fast road track to hell, God. And so we need you to cover our children, to keep our children, oh God, to pour into our children, to help them to see and experience the goodness and the greatness of who you are, oh God. Even at a young age, that they would begin to call upon your name, God, and know that you are the way, the truth, and the light, and there is none other like you, Father. And so we pray your hedge of protection around them, the school systems that they're in, the people that teach them, Lord God, the people that provide their lunches to them, Lord God, the people, Lord God, that clean up the schools that they're in. We pray, oh God, over them from the crown of their heads to the soles of their feet, oh God. Be with them, Lord Father. And Lord God, we come before your throne of grace, Father, on behalf of those, Lord God, that are homeless, oh God, those that are living on the streets, oh God, in wherever they are, Lord God. We pray, oh God, that you would send forth a word, oh God, that you would send forth a meal, oh God, that you would send forth medicine that is not just for the body but also for the soul, oh God, that you would give them all that they need, that you would send the love, oh God, the support, oh God, that they would know that they're not alone, but that you love them, Lord God, and you're still providing for them. Even though they may not have a roof over their head, you are still providing and loving them, Lord God. And I pray, oh God, for those that are the sick and the shut-in, Lord, you are Jehovah Rapha, the God that healeth thee. And Lord God, I lay before you right now, as humble as I can, Father, asking that you would be the healer, Lord God, the healer, Lord God, of those that are in physical need of healing, oh Lord God. Oh, and I pray, Lord God, for those that are in need of a emotional healing, Lord God. I pray that you would heal right now in the name of Christ Jesus. And for those, oh God, that need mental, Lord God, healing, I pray for them as well, Lord God, because no one can heal like you can. And so I lay before your throne of grace, Father, and I lay those at your throne, Lord God, and say, oh God, just touch them. Declare a word. All you have to do is speak a word, oh God, and healing will take place. Whether it is in the natural body, God, the spiritual body, Lord God, or the heart or mind, you are the healer, Lord God. And I believe you now for that healing, oh God. And I come before you today, Father, and I lift up, oh God, all those that are struggling in marriage, oh Father, that they are at their wit's end, oh God, with spouses, oh Father. I pray, oh God, that you would begin to reconnect those two together, Lord God, that you would begin, oh God, to bring them back to the day that they first met each other, the day that they first fell in love with each other, Lord God. And I pray that you would begin to restore those relationships in the name of Christ Jesus, because God, you brought them together, Lord God, and you said that the two become one, oh God. Restore their oneness, oh Lord God, and allow them to begin to laugh and love and talk and worship together, Lord God, as they worship you, Lord Father. And Lord God, I pray for those that say that they don't understand the word of God. They may read it. They may hear it. They may even hear it being ministered to them, but they're not understanding and it's not clear to them, Lord God. I pray that you would begin to give revelational knowledge to those that hunger and thirst after you, Lord God, that desire to know what the Spirit of the Lord is saying to us, oh God, that want to know how to worship you, that want to know how to love you, that want to understand who you are to them, and that you are creator, that you are maker of all things, that you are the one that spoke and all things became in existence, oh God. And they want to learn who you are to them. I pray, oh God, that you would begin to pour out your spirit and your understanding and your wisdom upon them, Lord God. Now, I pray for Blog Talk Radio, God, and I pray, Lord God, over everyone that has any type of service on this broadcast, okay, this podcast. I pray, oh God, that you would begin to declare and spread out your word, Lord God, that people will begin to hear and know who you are, that there is no God like Jehovah Jireh, that there is no God like Jehovah Nissi, like there is no God from El Elyon, Lord God, that there is no other God than the great God that you are, the Adonai, the Yahweh. There is no God like you, O God. There is no God unlike any other God. You are God and God alone. Open our eyes to see you. Open our ears to hear you. Open our mouths and let us speak and worship you. Open our hearts to receive your love for us. And let us love you back. Let us feel what your unconditional love feels like. And, Lord God, we surrender unto you tonight. Have your way on this broadcast. Speak through Pastor Pamela Laws, oh God. Speak through, Lord God, and use her mightily, Father. Father, I pray for peace in the homes of those that have homes that are just not who peaceful, God. Bring peace. I pray for a restoration of joy in the hearts of those, Father, that are feeling faint. I pray, oh God, another ounce of strength to be given to those that feel like they can't go any further. And God, I want to thank you right now for everything you've done, for all that you do for us, oh God, just for who you are, oh God, just for being God and God alone, God. We say that if you never do anything else for us, God, you've already done enough, God. And we just want to magnify you tonight, to lift our hands and give you praise, to honor and worship you, Lord God, to say we love you and we serve you, Lord God, to say, oh God, that we know we are nothing without you, Lord God, to say, Lord God, that we don't want to turn to the left or to the right. We don't want to turn away from you, Lord God. Help us, oh God, to stand on your word. Help us, oh God, to declare your word. Help us, oh God, to serve you, Lord God, and put down the things of this world, Lord God. Let us not desire and run after the stuff, oh God, but let us run after the stuff giver, the stuff creator, the stuff maker, oh God. Let us run after you and let our hearts be filled with love, oh God, and love one another, oh God, like only you can love us, oh God. We pray, Lord God, for all those that don't know you, the lost, oh God. We even lift up those, God, that are serving other gods. Oh, Father, we lift them up to you, Lord God, because you said in your word that you don't want anyone to be lost, not one. And so we lift those up to, that are calling upon other gods, that they would begin to declare the name of Jesus. That they would begin to look upon the true and living God. That they would experience the move of Holy Spirit. Now, God, I give you all glory, honor, and praise, and I pray that you would bless us tonight. Bless us with the word. Bless us with who you are. Bless us, oh God, in our coming in and our going out. Bless us with the love we have for one to another. Bless us, oh God, because we love you and we serve you and we need you. Give us a word tonight. In the name of Christ Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Glory to the name of the Almighty God. I just want to be better. Hallelujah. I want to be better. We give honor to God. Amen. Who's truly head of my life. I just want to check, Pastor Pennington, can you hear me clearly?
Yes, ma'am. I can hear you clearly.
All right. God bless. God bless. We want to be better, fam. That is what this walk is all about. Amen. Us being closer and drawing closer to the Most High God. And so, family, once again, we are grateful and we are thankful for another opportunity to share the word. I bring you greetings, amen, from Total Truth Restoration Ministries, where God is rebuilding and restoring lives right here, amen, in Mableton, Georgia. I'm super excited to be with my Blog Talk family once again. Truly, it is always a privilege and an honor to share with you, to worship with you, amen, as we continue to go higher in the Lord Jesus. I am thankful for my Bishop Tyrone Washington Sr. and his lovely wife, First Jacqueline Washington, to Bishop Ruth Smith, amen, the Butterfields, who without this, without their just their love and their guidance, we would not be able to have this platform in order to share the very word of God with you. To my sisters, Pastor Pennington and Pastor Black Women, I'm telling you, if you're going to serve in the kingdom with somebody, these are some soldiers, amen, that you want to share and serve along with. So I love you, sis, and Pastor Black, I pray that you are enjoying your time off. I love you, woman of God. To my husband and my children, my grandchildren, I call you blessed. Just so thankful for your support. To all of my co-laborers in the gospel, keep on fighting the good fight of faith. Amen. And to you, Blog Talk family, we thank you, we love you, and we appreciate you in Jesus' name. Amen. We are going to move right into the word of God. I'm once again excited about the word because it is truly food for my soul. I'm thankful tonight that God is continuing to take us in the realm of prayer, because prayer is so important and it's needed for such a time as this. Much prayer, hallelujah, is needed for such a time in this. And there's so many areas where we are it throughout the kingdom, intercessors are being groomed for prayer. Not just prayer, they're being groomed for warfare, amen, to be able to stand against the wiles of the enemy. So tonight, for just a few moments, if you don't mind, if you'll go with me, amen, we're going to talk a little bit tonight about don't quit, go deeper. Don't quit, go deeper. Pastor Laws, why are you saying this? I'm letting you know, I understand that you're praying. Amen. I understand that you're seeking God. But in this season, amen, because things are trying to be stacked against you, because the enemy is continuing to raise his ugly head, it's because we're seeing things and experiencing things that we have never before. I don't want you to get weary in well-doing. Excuse me. I don't want you to get weary. I don't want you to get tired. I want you to keep fighting the good fight of faith. So tonight, I encourage you, prayer warriors. I encourage you, intercessors. I encourage you, new, those that are just establishing your prayer life, to make it personal. Amen. To make it intimate. Don't quit. Don't quit, but go deeper. Go deeper. Tonight we're going to be found in the book of Acts, Acts chapter 16. We're going to be found in Acts chapter 16. Acts chapter 16, Paul and Silas. Amen. We're going to talk a little bit about their experience. Amen. And how how going deeper in prayer not only blesses you, not only frees you, hallelujah, but those, amen, that are in your in earshot, those that are in the same house, amen, those that know your testimony, those that know how you got there, huh? You can look at them lives, look at their life, and tell them, don't quit. Hallelujah. Don't quit, but go deeper. Go deeper. We're in Acts chapter 16. Amen. We're going to begin at verse 16. And it says, now it happened. Now it happened as we went to prayer that a certain slave girl possessed with the spirit of divination met us, who brought her master much profit for fortune telling. And it says, this girl followed Paul and us and cried out saying, these men are the servants of the Most High God who proclaim to us the way of salvation. All right, so where we are first establishing ourselves is we're finding that Paul and Silas every day went to prayer. Now, before leading up at the beginning of this chapter, it talks about the different towns and different places that Paul and Silas would go to, and they were teaching the word. It talked about in verse 5 how because of their teaching that the church grew strength, amen, and how the church increased daily. As the word was going forth, as prayer was going forth, we find that any healthy thing, it grows when God is involved. If you jump over to verse 13, it talked about on the Sabbath day, we went out of the city to the riverside where prayer was customarily made. And Paul and Silas, they sat down and spoke to the women who met in that place. And in verse 14, it says they talked about this woman named Lydia. And it says she was a seller of the purple. It said the Lord opened this woman's heart to heed the things spoken to her by Paul. And so we see a pattern, amen, that whenever we are sharing the word of God, whenever we are spending time in prayer, whenever we are lifting up the name of Jesus, there's a building, there's an increase in the body of Christ. And so what God wants us to understand tonight is that we can't come down, amen, from prayer. We can't come down, amen, from the place that he has put us as it relates to prayer, because as long as we maintain our position, amen, you're going to see growth. Somebody say, I'm going to see growth. Hallelujah. We're going to see growth in the body of Christ. And we're not just going to grow in number, amen, but you're going to grow in knowledge. Hallelujah. The Bible says that the church was strengthened. Hallelujah. You're going to grow in strength. Amen. You're going to grow in your ability to see the enemy for who it is. And so it all happens when we maintain our position in prayer. Hallelujah. Somebody say, don't quit. This is not the time to quit, because in 2024, amen, the enemy has beefed up his attack, and it is now upon us, hallelujah, to continue to go forth and to do what the Lord has called us to do. The Bible declares that we should be not weary and well-doing. He said, because in due season, we're going to reap a harvest. Hallelujah. If we faint not, another version says, if we don't give up in due season, in due, at a set and appointed time, you're going to reap a harvest. You're going to receive the increase. You're going to receive the breakthrough if you don't give up. And so Paul and Silas, and so they spent time in prayer. Spent time in prayer. The Bible says that as they went to prayer, and then it says that a certain slave girl, amen, who had the spirit of divination. We know what the spirit of divination is. She was being controlled, and she was being influenced by the enemy. The Bible declares that this girl would follow about, crying out that these were men and servants of the Most High God who proclaimed to us the way of salvation. Watch this. It was no secret what the men of God had come to town to do. But what the enemy was trying to do was establish by discrediting the men of God. The enemy was trying to, have you ever had someone in your life that tries to discredit you overselling themselves? They try to make you look bad by making themselves look good. The enemy know that he couldn't beat Paul and Silas, and so what he tried to do was discredit their ministry. He knew the power that was in these men of God, and so what I'll do is my job is to make a fool out of them in the midst of the community. But the Bible declares in verse 18 that it says, "And this she did many days, and this she did." So every day Paul and Silas went to prayer. Every day this girl would show up to proclaim that they are men of God. And every day Paul and Silas would show up for prayer. The enemy would also show up to discredit. You have to understand that the enemy does not get tired. He is relentless on his assignment, the body of Christ. This is why the Bible declares that we have to be as wise as serpents, amen. The same way that the enemy has not given up, amen. We can't give up on the work that we have been called to do. Watch this, because the work that we have been called to do is not only going to bless you, but it's going to bless those that you're hearing. Come on, somebody. Paul says that he had had enough. Paul says, "I've seen enough and I've heard enough." The Bible declares that Paul turned around and spoke to the Spirit. Paul understood. Paul understood that this young lady was being used. And so I don't want to deal. So many times we try to deal with the feather. Dealing with the Spirit, Paul dealt with the Spirit. He dealt with the Spirit and he commanded. The Bible says he commanded, in the name of Jesus Christ, that he would come out of her. And the Bible says that he did at that very hour. Paul didn't need the attaboy from the enemy. I don't need the enemy to give me credit. I don't need you to confirm, amen, what I know that I've been called to do. I don't want your name attached to anything that the Lord is calling me to do. But watch this. But watch this. Listen, this is why I say don't quit. Paul started messing with the revenue. Particular town in verse 18, it talks about how the master saw, he saw that their revenue was gone. He saw that their hope was gained and profit was gone, that they dragged Paul and Silas to the marketplace to be accused. They brought them before the magistrate. Watch this. They were not concerned about the young lady. They were concerned their money. They were concerned. And so just like the enemy does, they trumped up these charges against Paul and Silas. I'm going to move on through because the time is getting away from us. He said they brought him in verse 20 to these magistrates and said, "These men being Jews exceedingly trouble our city." Vague charges, vague Jews not knowing, amen, that Paul and Silas were Roman citizens, amen. They look like Jews. Uh-huh. They look like the enemy. Uh-huh. They look like they don't belong. Uh-huh. They look like they shouldn't be operating in our space, and so he told them that, and they're around here teaching customs which are not lawful for us being Romans to receive or to observe. Pastor Laws, what were they teaching? Teaching their actions, teaching how to have a relationship with God. They were teaching, hallelujah, how to commune with the Father. And through their characteristics, through their action, they showed them that deliverance takes place when we continue to stay before the masses, as we continue to come boldly before the throne of grace. The Bible declares that we could ask anything. He says that when two or three are gathered together in his name, now God said he would be there in the midst. He told them, and so they watched Paul and Silas, and they're watching how the people were drawn to them. They were watching how things were changing. They were watching it, and since the enemy can't beat them, he can't beat them. He says, I'll influence people to beat them. I'll get them out the way, one way. So the Bible says, then the multitude rose up together against them, and the magistrate tore off their clothes and commanded them to be beaten with rods. Somebody say, don't quit. Don't quit. The enemy's trying to beat you. He's trying to throw everything at you, including the kitchen sink. He's attacking your marriage. He's attacking your family. He's attacking your health and finances. He's attacking your job. He's attacking your city, your ministry, everything that he knows that you hold so dear. You hold so fondly. He's on the all-out attack. There's a target. There's a target on your back, but you can't quit because it's not an option. We can't quit because it's not an option. The Bible declares, had laid many stripes on them, they threw them in the prison, commanding the jailer to keep them secure. These men were in pain. These men were uncomfortable from the beatings, but now they have chains, and now they have shackles, and now they're chained to someone else in the inner, the belly part of the prison. But to go deeper, they just wanted to pray. They just wanted to share what God was doing in their lives. So in verse 25, it didn't change because they were in prison. It didn't change because they were in pain. It didn't change, amen, because there was no longer the audience, amen, that they thought they have. The Bible declares, but at midnight, and I don't even have time to go into it. It is the third watch of the night between 12 a.m. and 2:59 a.m. The third watch, which is the hour of spiritual warfare. Somebody say, go deeper. See, what Paul and them were praying in the temple, amen, was a different type prayer. But now that they are in the belly, hallelujah, but now that they're in the innermost, the dark, the sweat, that where there's no hope and where there's no light, amen, and where it doesn't look like there's freedom, where it doesn't look like we'll ever get out, Paul and Silas, the Bible declares, began to pray and to sing hymns to who? To God. It didn't matter what their physical circumstance was. The relationship, hallelujah, is what kept them. It was the relationship is what keeps us moving. I got to go deeper. I got to go deeper. Paul's prayer had to change at midnight. But there are others. Prayer had to change because now Paul says this is no longer about me. Elder Kenny, it's no longer about my prayer list. Pastor Black, it's no longer about me, but it's about those in the hearing. It is about those who are on the verge of giving up. And God says those in the temple don't need me today. This is why he had to send them out in order to get those who can't get to the church, who couldn't get to the word. God says, I'll bring the word to you. I'll bring the word beaten. I'll bring the word worn down. I'll bring the word looking like you look. But I'll let you know that there's a praise on the inside that I just can't keep to myself. The Bible declares that as Paul and Silas begin to pray, family, we got to finish, that there was a great earthquake so that the foundation of the prison was shaken. This was something different. There was a sound that they never heard before. Not only was the sound coming from Paul and Silas, but the sound was coming from the prison itself, that the very foundation couldn't hold the sound that was coming from them. Oh, because they decided to go deeper, because this was no longer about me. This is why, and I got to move quick, this is why when the jails were open, they didn't leave. Because circumstance says, now it's time to get out. Circumstances says, you can now make your, they're all, look at God. He's made a plan for our escape, but love says, there's a soul that needs to know that deliverance has come to them at midnight. There's a soul that is needing, that God sent them all the way to prison to say, this could have been one of the jailers that beat them, but we know he was on assignment to watch them. But once he found out that Paul and Silas and the other prisoners hadn't left, his heart was changed. And I'm paraphrasing. He said, what must I do to be saved? He said, I want this. What can I do? What can I do to get? Not only were Paul and Silas' chains loosened, but the chains were loosened man's heart. Loosened on his heart. So family, I gotta get ready to close. Let me leave you with this right here. When you pray in the right place, prison doors will be open. When you pray in the right place, revival will take place. When you pray in the right spirit, it will be loosened and bonds will be broken. When you pray in the right spirit, faith should come to a household. So don't quit, fam. When you want to quit, go deeper. When it looks like it's not working, go deeper. When the enemy tries to discredit you, go deeper. When it feels like you're all alone, I want you to go deeper. Family, go deeper. Don't quit. You've come too far to turn around. And he who has begun a great work in you is able to complete it until the day of Jesus Christ. Family, know that I love you. I call you blessed, and I praise God for you. Pastor Pennington, I yield this call back over to you. Thank you, Lord.
Go deeper. Go deeper. Pray the word of God and believe and declare the word of God, because it is a living word. It is the truth, and it will do just what it says. Go deeper. Fall on your knees and pray. Thank you so very much for the word of God tonight, my sister. I'm so grateful for you. I know that God truly is using you in all that he has called for you to do. And so we give you glory, honor, and praise, and we thank you so much for bringing the word of God. Saints of God, tonight, if you feel like you have not been praying, or like you want to get deeper and closer to God, I'm going to challenge you for all of this week to spend at least 5 extra minutes every day, or if you've not prayed every day for at least 5 minutes, I want you to begin to talk to the Lord. It doesn't matter if you're at work while you're talking to him, on the way to work, in your bed, in your shower, in the bathroom, cooking your dinner, whatever you're doing, I want you to begin to just talk to the Lord for at least 5 minutes every single day and watch your relationship get deeper with the Lord and watch God begin to truly move in your life. Thank you, thank you, thank you, my sister, for the word of God tonight, reminding us that prayer is the answer to all things and it changes all things. I love you tonight and I pray that the Lord would bless you. I pray that the Lord would keep you. I pray that the Lord would make his face to shine upon you, lifting his countenance unto you, giving you both peace and prosperity, both now and forevermore. As Pastor Black says, as I say unto one, I say unto all, watch, pray, and live holy every day. Have a blessed night, and we look forward to worshiping together with you next Sunday evening, 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. In the name of Christ Jesus, be blessed. Good night.